Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, Success Stories Saturday, October 28th, 2017. At least that's the date I think it is. Steve Cypress here from the beautiful Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. The hotel named after the founder of it, Edward Gaylord, who is the subject of today's Success Story Saturday. As we walk around the beautiful atrium area, it does have a glass roof over it. You can see way up top, but you're meant to feel, of course, like you're outdoors in old St. Augustine, Florida, in the historic whatever's going on. And look at this, some kind of a... I'm breaking into a wedding here, excuse me. Pardon me, congratulations. There's a wedding party going to take their photos, I assume. And so look at this, we got a nice little waterfall here. Let's stand in front of this a little bit, if you can hear me. And so Edward Gaylord, who was this character? Well, he was a typical entrepreneur. An entrepreneur, what we do is we take assets and we multiply them. That's what entrepreneurs do. We take ordinary assets, materials, people, things. We put them all together in a new way, or in the same way they've been done before. We put them all together and we create more value. Look at this. We got a family of turtles out here on the rocks. We got some kind of alligator or something right here on the rocks. A couple of alligators sunning themselves and a bunch of turtles. So we'll hang out in front of the animals here. So Edward Gaylord, well, his dad was working for a newspaper called the Daily Oklahoman in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And he also, Gaylord's dad, took a little local radio station and started the state's first major statewide radio station, and also started the first statewide TV station. So a little bit of a media mogul his dad was, and then when his dad passed away, when Edward Gaylord was 55 years old, he inherited those media assets worth about $50 million. That sounds like a lot, and a lot of people would say, that's great, I'm 55 years old, I inherited $50 million. That's going to allow me to, you know, buy a beautiful home and take some trips around the world and play a lot of golf and, you know, enjoy the remaining years of my life. But entrepreneurs don't do that. Again, we take assets and we turn them into more assets. So what he did, he said $50 billion is nice, but over the next nearly 30 years before he died, 29 years later, he turned that $50 million into over $2 billion. So he multiplied the inheritance over 40 times from the time he was 55 years old until he died at the age of 84. And so you are likely to be very familiar with a lot of things that Gaylord built. So he had that Daily Oklahoman newspaper, whose claim to fame, by the way, was more than once was referenced by the esteemed Columbia School of Journalism in New York City as the world's worst newspaper, the country's worst newspaper, the Daily Oklahoman, because it had a complete conservative, far-right bend to everything and was... I mean, it would be right at home today, in today's media, where everyone has a complete bias just about. There's almost no objective source of news you could find anywhere. Everything is either crazy, off-the-hook, unhinged, liberal, whacked out, or crazy right-wing whacked out, and there's pretty much nothing in the middle. So it's a lot of fun. But back then, it wasn't supposed to be that way, and it wasn't often that way, and so the Daily Oklahoman, called the worst newspaper in the country. Hey, Brett Elias here, and Carol's here. Great seeing you. And Annette is here. Thanks for being here in the wonderful Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center, Orlando. And so what else did Gaylord do? Well, he had that Daily Oklahoman, the radio and the TV, but he also bought a thing you might have heard of called the Grand Ole Opry. And he started a TV channel called the Nashville Network. It was sold later. Now it's Spike TV. He started Country CMT, Country Music Television, like MTV for country. He bought Hee Haw, and he made money off syndicating that. He, and a bunch of other stuff. So, entrepreneur with the media, the hotels, whole nine yards. Turned $50 billion when he was 55 into over $2 billion 29 years later. So, what do you think you'll do from the time you're 55 until you are 83? Will you multiply whatever assets you have under your control by 40 times? Through being an entrepreneur, for taking risks, for going out there, not even caring if your newspaper is called the worst paper in America. In fact, of course, I am absolutely certain he wore that as a badge of honor, and he continued to do even more of whatever got him that award, because I'm sure there were a lot of similar type of thinking or leaning newspapers, whatever, in the country. His was the number one recognized one, and I'm sure that that repelled the audience he didn't want reading the thing, but that certainly brought him a whole audience of people said, yeah, why is that so bad, does Columbia think? Well, that's what I want, though. And so there's another lesson there from Edward Gaylord. So that's about it for Success Story Saturday today from the beautiful Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. This is Steve Cypress with Success Story Saturday. Thanks, everyone, for being here. And I'll be back tomorrow real quick here from Todd Brown's MFA Live event with Sunday Funday just to say hello. And then I'll be jetting back home to beautiful sunny Arizona. So thanks, everyone, for being here today. Thanks, Brett Olaya. Thanks for all the likes. And I will catch you on Sunday Funday tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.